When it comes to school meals, districts have to follow strict standards set by the federal government. But with the release of new dietary guidelines for Americans, those standards may be changing soon. NPR's Caden Mills visited a school in Maryland to see what that could mean for school cafeterias.
With the exception of fresh fruit and vegetables, all the food at Mary H. Matula Elementary School comes frozen or canned.
Everything comes pre-packed. I'll show you here.
Alicia Bassett is the food and nutrition manager at Matula, about an hour south of Washington, D.C. She takes me inside their walk-in freezer.
This is all of our vegetables that we have that are frozen. And then normally I keep what we have for the week here, like cheeseburgers, chicken patties, chicken nuggets.
It's also where they keep things like pizza and pasta, today's lunch entrees. It's 9:30 a.m., and Bassett and her staff are working on lunch.
This is my steamer.
It's where she does most of her cooking.
Put our vegetables in there, or we'll put our frozen pastas like macaroni and cheese, rotini, and our chili. Those type of meals will go in there.
Matula has prepared meals this way for years, relying on processed foods because, like a lot of schools, that's how its kitchen is set up.
Many schools were built to reheat foods.
That's Lori Nelson of the Chef Ann Foundation, a nonprofit that works on school nutrition.
If a district is not set up to scratch cook, then they're kind of forced in this way to purchase processed items.
But those types of processed foods may soon be in the federal government's crosshairs. New federal dietary guidelines released earlier this year recommend against eating highly processed foods. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing the new guidelines.
Highly processed foods loaded with additives, added sugar, and excess salt damage health and should be avoided.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture sets school nutrition standards based on those dietary guidelines, which means schools like Matula may soon have to revisit their reliance on heat-and-serve meals and cook more from scratch instead. What would it take for Bassett to do that at Matula?
I would need probably a 12-hour day instead of an 8-hour day.
So a lot more time and also more trained staff. Schools across the country face similar challenges.
They simply do not have the money, the staff, the equipment to be able to prepare all of their meals from scratch.
That's Diane Pratt-Hevner, a spokesperson for the School Nutrition Association. She said school food companies have already been working to develop healthier recipes, and they've actually made a lot of progress.
There's research showing school meals are the healthiest meals that Americans are eating today.
The new guidelines could push school meals to be even healthier, but Nelson of the Chef Ann Foundation said it'll take time.
You cannot go from serving heavily processed heat-and-serve items to scratch cooking immediately.
It's a transition, one that involves training staff, updating kitchens, and changing how schools buy food. Pratt-Hevner said those changes will likely be costly.
Schools will definitely need an increase in funds to make that kind of change.
The release of new dietary guidelines won't bring immediate changes to school meals. It's just the first step in a process that could take years. As for Matula Elementary School, they'll take the changes as they come. For now, they've got mouths to feed. Caden Mills, NPR News, La Plata, Maryland.